I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I feel like with Dummy of the Day, Mackenzie, occasionally we should do the It's the Dummy of the Day word of the day.
Oh, okay. Today's
word is keister.
Keister. These are always the best stories.
Best
and worst.
To me, it hurts. I don't know how this is possible, but a Tennessee man was arrested. He was hiding drugs, a.k.a. keistering, because they were in his booty, or as they say here, his rectum, at a criminal justice center. The man was at the center because his bond was revoked. He had a cigarette.
Oh, my.
Picture that, a cigarette.
Ew, I don't want to.
A lighter. I would hate for that thing to go off. And he was taken to jail. He underwent another search, and officers found meth, pot, and a glass pipe and rolling papers.
What?
In his butt.
A glass pipe?
Yes. How do you have six things in your booty?
Oh, my God.
I've seen thick girls. I'm sorry. Like, fat guys can do stuff. Like, you can hide, like, you lift your gut up and you hide underneath there. You lift up a moob and then flop it down.
I wonder what percentage of time keistering actually is effective and works and they get away with it. Because it's like you're punishing yourself twice. You're trying to do this. You're injuring your body and you're getting busted.
But do you even, like, oh, I don't understand. Like, I understand if you want to hide it, but are you going to try to get it back later? Like, who wants something post-keister? No, thank you.
Oh, gross.
That is absolutely disgusting and dumb. That's why we call it your dummy of the day.
Can you guys teach me what keister means?
Google it.